Chapter 6, Energy, Section 3, Chemical Energy. Well, you'll learn. You'll learn how to determine how chemical energy is transformed. You'll learn how to explain reaction rates and how they're changed. It's important because chemical energy makes it possible for your body to move, grow, and stay warm. Your review vocabulary word is chemical bonds. Those are the forces holding atoms together in a molecule. And your new vocabulary words are endothermic reaction, exothermic reaction, and catalyst. Page 178, chemical reactions and energy. On a hot summer night, you might have seen fireflies glowing, like those in Figure 21. Did you ever wonder how they make their eerie blinking light? If you have seen light sticks which glow for a short period of time, you have observed the same process that causes the firefly's glow. Energy in the form of light is released when a chemical reaction takes place inside a light stick. A burner on a gas stove releases heat and light energy because of a chemical reaction taking place. You might not realize it, but every day you make use of the energy released by many chemical reactions. What is a chemical reaction? In a chemical reaction, compounds are broken down or new compounds are formed. Sometimes both processes occur. Some chemical reactions occur when atoms or molecules come together. New compounds are formed when atoms and molecules combine and bonds form between them. A compound is broken down when the bonds between the atoms that make up the compound are broken. These atoms are then available to recombine to form new compounds. When a fire burns, a chemical reaction occurs. Bonds between the atoms and some of the compounds that make up the wood are broken. These atoms then combine with atoms in the air and form new compounds. As these new compounds are formed, heat and light are given off. Page 179, chemical bonds. Energy is stored in the bonds between the atoms in a compound. The stored energy in the chemical bonds is a form of potential energy called chemical energy. The chemical energy stored in oil, gas, and coal is an important source of energy that is used every day. The chemical energy stored in food provides a source of energy for your body. The muscles in your body transform some of this chemical energy into kinetic energy and heat when they move. List some of the other sources of chemical energy you use every day. Energy and reactions. In every chemical reaction, transformations in energy occur. To break bonds, energy must be added. The reverse is also true. When bonds form, energy is released. Often energy must be added before the reaction can begin. For example, energy is needed to start the reaction between hydrogen and oxygen to form water. Look at Figure 22. When a lighted match is placed in a mixture of hydrogen gas and oxygen gas, the mixture will explode and water will form. The energy to begin the reaction comes from the heat supplied by the flame. As the reaction occurs, bonds form between the hydrogen and oxygen atoms and water molecules form. The energy released as the bonds form results in the explosion. After the hydrogen and oxygen atoms are bound together to form a water molecule, it is difficult to split them apart. Energy, usually supplied by electricity, heat, or light, is required to break the chemical bonds. Reading check. Which is required to break chemical bonds? Page 180. Energy-absorbing reactions. Some chemical reactions absorb energy. A chemical reaction that absorbs heat energy is called an endothermic reaction. Endothermic chemical reactions often occur in the preparation of food. Thermal energy is absorbed by the food as it cooks. For example, in baking some kinds of cookies, an endothermic reaction produces a gas that puffs up the cookies. Photosynthesis. Chemical reactions occur when sunlight strikes the leaves of green plants. These chemical reactions convert the energy in sunlight into chemical energy contained in a type of sugar. Oxygen also is produced by these chemical reactions. This process, shown in Figure 23, is called photosynthesis. When the plant is deprived of sunlight, the reactions stop. Photosynthesis is probably the most important endothermic process on Earth. Plants provide you and almost all other living things with food and oxygen through photosynthesis. And in figure 23, we'll read through that. In photosynthesis, plants absorb light energy and make oxygen and sugar from water and carbon dioxide. And we'll start from the left and work our way around. Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere enters the leaves through small openings. During photosynthesis, oxygen is emitted to the atmosphere through small openings in leaves. Plants absorb water that travels up through their roots to the leaves. Sugar is made during photosynthesis is stored in the roots or stem of the plant. The plant uses the sugar for growth. And green plants contain the chemical chlorophyll, which converts the energy in sunlight into chemical energy. Page 181. Energy-releasing reactions. Endothermic chemical reactions are usually important because of the compounds the reactions produce. Other reactions are important because they release energy. Exothermic reactions are chemical reactions that release heat energy. A chemical hand warmer releases heat when an exothermic reaction takes place inside the hand warmer. When a substance burns, atoms in the substance combine with oxygen atoms in the air. An exothermic reaction occurs, and energy in the form of heat and light is released. The exothermic reaction that occurs when a material burns by combining with oxygen is called combustion. Burning oil, coal, and gas produces much of the energy needed to heat homes and schools. Reading check. What are chemical energy reactions that give off heat energy called? Rate of reaction. Chemical reactions can occur at different rates. They occur very fast when fireworks explode. However, if you leave tools or a skateboard outside for a long time, you might notice the metal parts slowly becoming rusty, as shown in figure 24. Rusting is a chemical reaction that occurs when a metal combines with oxygen. In a similar way, when silver is exposed to air, it tarnishes. These chemical reactions, however, occur much more slowly than the burning of a candle's wick or a fireworks explosion. In your body, an enormous number of chemical reactions are occurring every second. The rates of these reactions are carefully controlled by your body to enable it to function properly. Page 182, changing the rate of reaction. Two ways to change the rate of a chemical reaction are changing the temperature and adding a type of compound called a catalyst. For example, if you pour cake batter into a pan and leave it on a table for several hours, nothing seems to happen. However, if you put the pan in a hot oven, the cake batter becomes a cake. Raising the temperature of the cake batter in the hot oven causes substances in the batter to react more quickly. A catalyst is a substance that changes the rate of a chemical reaction without any permanent change to its own structure. Many cell processes in your body are controlled by the presence of catalysts called enzymes, as shown in figure 25. Enzymes are found throughout your body and are important for growth, respiration, and digestion. When you chew a piece of bread, glands in your mouth produce saliva that contain an enzyme. The enzyme in saliva acts as a catalyst to help break down starches in food into smaller particles. Many other chemical reactions depend on catalysts to help them go faster. The production of vegetable shortening, synthetic rubber, and high-octane gasoline are all chemical processes that occur with the help of catalysts. Summary. Chemical reactions. In a chemical reaction, compounds can be broken apart and new compounds can form. Chemical energy is a form of potential energy stored in the chemical bonds between atoms. Energy and chemical reactions. Energy must be supplied to start some chemical reactions. Reactions that absorb heat energy are endothermic reactions. Reactions that release heat energy are exothermic reactions. The rate of a reaction can be changed by changing the temperature or using a catalyst. That ends Chapter 6, Energy, Section 3, Chemical Energy.